Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, did someone get an offer they couldn't refuse?
They're getting an offer that the public says you at least ought to be taking a look at. Oakland had filed suit when the Oakland A's got into a deal with the city to buy half the share of the Oakland Coliseum. The city owns the other half. They wanted the county to sell it to them. And they were upset at what they thought the A's were going around their backs to get the deal with the county.
And especially because they put a number on it, right? Now, once the A's and the county have done their deal, there's a value.
Right. They were offering $85 million. Now, some people were saying, that's under. That shouldn't be under. You know, it's worth more. That's a prime piece of property, and we should put it out to development. Other people were saying, no, that should be for affordable housing and stuff like that. And the city said, yes, we want to control the destiny, and we want the county to sell us the A's part. The problem was the city didn't have a dime. It just doesn't have a dime. And even when the county said, how about a term payment, they didn't even have money for that. I mean, it was doubtful, even if they bought the entire thing, if they even had the money to maintain it and keep the lights on. So it was this complete, what are you doing? But they said, we're doing it. And so they filed suit. The Major League Baseball walked in and said, what are you doing? The A's have made it clear that they need to develop the county, the Coliseum site in order to raise the money to build the waterfront park that you want them to build down at the Howard Terminal. So, you know, once again, Oakland, either get off the dime or we're going to start talking about letting the team actually leave this time, something we haven't done before.
And you know, A's president Dave Cavill has shown remarkable restraint because each time these things blindside him, he sort of said, huh?
Yeah. I think they issued him one of those new NFL helmets a little while ago because that's what he was feeling. I was talking to the guy like he'd be sitting there talking with the city about how we're going to go ahead and work a deal out. And then he would go back to the office and get a phone call telling him, oh, by the way, the city attorney just did the opposite.
They just served papers.
Just served papers. So what it had here is the city filed suit saying that, no, the first dibs on that land should go to affordable housing. And that's what the city council directed their city attorney to do. After Major League Baseball said lose it or else, the city tried to get back and say, well, do we really want to sue? And there was some debate about that. And finally they said, no, we actually don't want to sue. But then the city attorney, who's independently elected, don't glaze your eyes over, is independently elected, went and wasn't too happy with that, saying, look, there's illegal grounds here to sue. And so they said, we're going to go in and we're going to drop the suit. But they said, we're going to drop the suit with a thing called without prejudice, which means that you can bring it back later. Yeah. And the A's were going, what? Again, boom, headshot. What are you talking about? You're saying you're dropping the suit, but you're going to bring it back later? Let's get the deadline is now. Get it done. And so yesterday they went in closed session and they told the city attorney, now drop the suit now, fully. And I spoke with
some of them. And this time we mean it.
And this time we mean it. And I spoke with some of them last night, and I said, so are they going to drop it? And they said, we'll see. So stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.